Now let's keep moving and go on to our next question, a very good question. Being humble is very hard. How can you practice being humble without people running over you? Let's start by reading 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now let's read Matthew 23:12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. What is humility? Well, we see from reading Matthew 23:12 that humility is contrasted to self-exaltation. How do we humble ourselves? The key is found in Philippians 2:3, which says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." We humble ourselves by considering the needs of others above our own. Humility doesn't mean that we allow others to abuse us. Meekness is not weakness. However, we should love and care for those who would try to take advantage of us, as we read in Matthew 5:38-42. "Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away." Our testimony speaks very loudly. So when people see that we react with love and grace, the Lord may use this to help bring them to salvation. To be taken advantage of is not the worst thing in the world. If you can use that to lead a precious soul to Christ, that would produce eternal benefits. If someone is walking on you and wonders why you allow that, you can reply that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us, as we read in Romans 5:5. Explain how that it's the love of God that allows you to show love even in the face of hatred and abuse. That may open the door for you to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ with this person.